everyone, and welcome to our Inside Perry podcast. Today we have a Swedish colleague with us, and he is currently working as a sales engineer there. Hi Petter, it is so nice to have you here as our guest. So, as I said, we know you are working in sales in Sweden, but please tell us a bit of who you are and your way to Perry.
My name is Petter, I come from Sweden. I have a background in construction, where I worked as a form worker for 10 years. I saw that Perry was looking for a sales engineer in Stockholm, so I applied for the job, and that's why I'm here. That's why we're talking right now.
Do you have the feeling that it is good to have this hands-on experience? And how does your previous practical knowledge contribute to the success of your current job?
Yeah, I think that's key for my success with Perry, is that I have the hands-on experience, been working with a lot of different manufacturers, and I prefer to work with Perry. That's why I applied for a job at Perry.
But you haven't worked as a sales engineer before, have you?
No experience in sales, but if you have the knowledge, then you can sell it.
Now that you've told us that you're working as a sales engineer at Perry Sweden, if you had to describe your job to a 10-year-old kid, what would you say?
The easiest explanation is that my job is to find the work site, find all the information from the client, like how they're gonna proceed with the project, what type of casting cycles they need. So it's my job to get as much information as possible so I can make the perfect solution for that specific project.
So what do you think? What skills and what personality does a sales engineer need in order to be successful?
My personal opinion is you need to have the hands-on experience. All the other sales guys in Sweden has come from the same background as me. Mm-hmm. So I think it's easier if you have the hands-on experience. So when you go out to a client, you know what you're talking about. You get the phone calls and you can explain to the client, no, you do it like this and like this. You don't need to evolve every technicians with these easy, simple questions. So if you have the hands-on experience, you can solve a lot of problems on site. So for me, the hands-on experience is why I got the job. So for me, it's very important when you talk about the product that you know how it works, what you can do, and easy tricks that you can tell the client so they can do the job as fast and safe as possible.
And I think your customers are really happy about it, that you have this practical experience. Due to the fact that you are still quite young, do you think it is more difficult to build and maintain relationships with your customers?
I don't think that it is an issue that I'm only 28, because like I said, I've been doing this since I was 16. So I have a lot of experience, and typical in Sweden, they have a lot of young people. We have like this shift of age, so many people are retiring, so a lot of new people coming up that are the same age as me. And I always worked with these older guys that have taught me everything I know, so I know how to speak to them. And if you're confident in what you do and you have the knowledge, then you can speak about it, and it doesn't matter how old or young, or it doesn't apply to that. It's more how you as a person are.
As you said, you have worked a lot with Perry products on construction sites in your previous jobs. So what is it like for you now to work at Perry, and how would you describe the company Perry in general?
It's big and we can do so much things. Like when I was working with it, you only see like a fraction of what Perry actually do. You're just looking through like a window, and now you're in through the door, and it's like, whoa, we can do anything you put your mind to. And that's really interesting. So I think working at Perry has really opened my eyes, as the sky's the limit. If you put your mind to it, you can be whatever you want. If you have the passion and the drive, sky's the limit.
At the moment, you're here in Germany for a qualification seminar. But how would you actually compare the headquarters here in Weißenhorn to your subsidiary in Sweden?
It's much smaller in our office in Stockholm. We are like 30 people in Stockholm. And we are from the manager all the way down to the warehouse guys in the same building. What I feel being here at the headquarters, like the headquarters, is the same vibe here as in Sweden. This family vibe, this family company is really applied to Sweden as well. And I felt that before I got here and see how it is in the main office. So that's quite unique. I believe that we work in the same way here and all of the world. When we're talking in groups, because we are from 9 different countries, they say the same. It's the same vibe as here in Weissenhorn as it is in Poland or Romania or Canada. It's a tight group, and it really feels like it's a family-owned company. You can feel it in each branches all around the world. So that's really cool.
Why do you think people should apply more often for a job in the construction industry?
You can really deep dive into certain parts that you're really passionate about. Like if you really like formwork, then you can go in to develop the formwork and you can grow as a person. You have like free range of how you can think and you're accepted by everyone. Even if, like me, I'm a young guy, if I have a solution or product that I want to know more about or I have something I want to share with my bosses, like, I think this is really cool, but how can we make this more efficient? They take their time to listen to you. So you don't feel like you're stuck. You can always do something else. Like if you want to be in sales, yeah, then you can climb and become sales engineer or managing all the sales guys in your country. Like you're not stuck. You can always move ahead and specialize in things, like deep diving into things that you're interested in.
So now we're curious. Is there a special project you're currently working on in Sweden?
My main focus is with residential housing, like apartments. But we don't try to only go for that. So I'm having some huge projects now in Sweden where we're having a new pier. So they're going to build like some walls on land. They are 12 meters long, 40 meters high, 5 meters in width, and weigh approximately 300 tons. And then they're going to pre-assemble it on land, casting, striking, and then place it out in the pier. So they will make the pier like bigger. And I have some bridges as well, so we're not like super focused on these kind. It's more like people you met before and they know that you work with Perry and they contact you. I have this project, can you please help me with this? Yeah, of course. Then we have special guys that work with it, massive bridges. But my main focus is residential housing.
And how would you describe today's construction market in Sweden? Is there a specific focus, for example, in infrastructure?
The biggest market is in housing and residential. Mm-hmm. And then infrastructure is huge as well. Mm-hmm. But our main customers are these residential housings. That's where we make the most money. There's not a lot of infrastructure projects going on right now. Mm-hmm. They have been a massive redirection of the highway, so it goes under the city instead of through the city. But that was before I started working, so I'm not been that much involved in that one, which is bad because I think infrastructure is fun. It's interesting, these huge concrete and special like projects. That's what got me into working as a formworker from the start. So when I was a farm worker, I never did residential housing. I only did infrastructure projects.
Is there anything not mentioned in your CV, but would be also interesting to know?
By the look of me, you wouldn't get it because I'm 2 meters tall, covered in tattoos. But I'm an educated ski instructor and I've been working as a ski instructor. So in my spare time, I go a lot of skiing. I've been to France and Austria and doing like this ski bombing where we lived for a few months. And in my spare time now, I also do a lot of gardening and I like to plant flowers. But if you look at me, you think that guy is driving a Harley, looking not like a soft guy. But I am. If you're big, you gotta be kind.
Yeah. Thank you, Petter, for giving us really interesting insights in your daily job. Is there anything else you would like to share with us?
No, I'm just glad to be working at Perry, and this has been a great experience being here in Weisshorn to see how it works. Mm-hmm. It gets you going, gets you motivated, that if you're passionate, you can evolve as a person and really feels like you're being seen and heard and respected. Doesn't matter what country you come from, how old you are, if your culture background, it doesn't matter. You're accepting from who you are, and you can really feel like they're more interested in you as a person than your skills, because skills can be taught, and how you are as a person is how you're born. You can change that. But you can change how you work, how you get more efficient, stuff like that, you can change. So I think it's more who you are as a person that applies than what you know. Because I haven't sold anything before I got to Perry. Mm-hmm. I just have the knowledge. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm a fun guy that gets people motivated.
So that's it for today's episode. Thank you very much, Petter, for joining us. And to all of you out there, thank you very much for listening. See you, and we are looking forward to give you further exciting Perry insights again soon.